So good. Hey, Nance, Robin, have a GMO gluten square.
It's okay.
Enhanced with artisanal MSG. Okay, fine, more for me. So did you guys make the recipe? Robin made it, and Nancy?
Yes, I did it too, Stein.
Here's what we're talking about, folks. I made this recipe from a new cookbook, Churrasco, Grilling the Brazilian Way. So naturally, I went to the first thing I found that had nothing to do with grilling, moqueca. It's a Brazilian coconut milk seafood stew, and I just raved about it. It was so good. I told Nancy about it and Robin, and we all three wound up making the recipe, and I guess we all did it a little bit.
We just had to do that. There's no way I couldn't make that when you were making those sounds about how incredible this fish stew was, in your opinion.
But what was your opinion, Nancy?
Well, I thought it was absolutely gorgeous. So you made it quite a bit differently than I do. You want to talk about what was in your version?
I made it pretty much according to the recipe. What did I do differently?
You used halibut, and I used lingcod.
But I did use shrimp, a little bit less than a half pound of each, and I put some round lemon slices on top. Robin Lloyd, what did you do differently?
Well, I didn't fry the fish. It calls for lightly frying the fish and then taking it out before you bake it. But I did brown it a little bit in the oil and butter, simply because I just don't do frying.
Yeah.
Ew. I also didn't peel the tomatoes. I just didn't see the point.
Yeah, absolutely. I didn't peel them either because I don't like tomatoes. So I just put in a little bit of tomato paste.
Oh. And I didn't peel the shrimp, which it said, you know, you could peel it if you'd like or not. And I always like keeping the integrity of shrimp in any kind of dish by keeping the sweet and the moist in with the shells if I can get away with it.
I peeled mine because I like to save the shells in the freezer for making seafood stock. I guess people might be a little bit mystified about what the basic recipe for this was. Sauteed peppers, different colors, you know, the red, green, and yellow bell peppers, not hot ones, sliced in rings with onions, a little garlic, some lemon juice, and then these various fish elements. Coconut milk, and then into the oven for 15 minutes, basically.
And quite a bit of cilantro, an entire bunch.
Yeah, a whole bunch of cilantro, which I love. I know not everyone does.
I have to say, I did scale back the cilantro, probably half of what the recipe called for, and it was just right for us.
But Robin, your husband, the drummer, did give it the highest possible praise.
That's tasty. You could make that again.
Degut said almost the exact same thing, and then I had to restrain her from picking up the pan and licking it.
Did you serve it with rice over rice?
With rice and a salad.
I opted for the baguette to sop it up.
Oh, that would be good, too. Nance, what did you do?
No, I definitely served it with rice, and I can't imagine not serving it with, because that was a lot of coconut milk, I thought. But I did add mussels and clams, so mine had more of a paella effect to it. I added those at the very end for the last 10 minutes when it baked in the oven.
I thought about adding scallops.
If my family likes scallops, I would most definitely have added scallops. In fact, I would have used scallops instead of the Alaska lingcod.
Oh, you know, I think that would be a good idea because it would probably hold together a little bit better than cod would.
Slap me for taking a Brazilian recipe and turning it Asian, which is what I always want to do with pretty much every recipe. But next time, I'd put some Thai curry paste just to give it that extra oomph.
The thing about this recipe is that it's amenable to a lot of tweaking, and I'm sure that if you were to ask any random 10 Brazilians, they'd all be making it a little bit differently, too. Three views of a seafood stew. Eaters, the cookbook is Churrasco, that's with a C-H, Grilling the Brazilian Way. And you can find the entire recipe on the Food for Thought post at kplu.org. With the redoubtable
Robin Lloyd,
KPLU food talker,
Nancy Leeson,
I'm Dick Stein.